I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's still early in the new year. Perhaps you've decided this is the year to invest some of your hard-earned money in the stock market. Well, joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess is here with some unusual ways to predict how the markets are going to perform. Tess, first of all, I hear we're supposed to be paying attention to the Super Bowl.
That's right, the vaunted Super Bowl indicator, Alex. And it's just one of the important indicators we find in and around the month of January to give us an idea of how the markets are going to perform. Here, the big question is NFC or AFC? Which conference wins the Super Bowl? For most of the years since 1967, if the NFC won the big game, it was a good year for stocks. If the AFC team won, it was a bad year for stocks. And actually, this held true last year. The NFC team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, won. And, of course, it was an outstanding year for all three of the major market indices.
And do we know which way the game is going right now?
Well, of course, I'd have to say that the Patriots are going to win, so it's going to be a terrible year.
Oh. Well, you mentioned there are other January indicators, even though the Super Bowl is actually February 1st. But what else is happening this month?
Well, of course, we have what's called the January effect. If stock prices rise through the month, they'll be up through the year. That's what this says. And that's because shareholders do a lot of selling in December for tax purposes. So if they buy those stocks back in January, then that's supposed to be a show of confidence. But even more important in January, Alex, is the hemline indicator. No doubt you've heard of this one before. Hemline's up, economy's up, hemline's down, economy's down. So I called the fashion editor at Marie Claire, Tracy Taylor, to find out what's up and what's down on the runways in Paris this week.
It's really all over the map. If you take anyone from Dior to Yves Saint Laurent to Chloe to Chanel, Louis Vuitton, all these people who are very indicative of Paris, you'll see that really no one is putting their finger on any hemline length in particular. They're really kind of going all over the place.
She says we're basically seeing everything from just above the knee to at the knee to just below the knee and even mid-calf, so apparently hemlines are not going to help us at all this year.
Well, let me just say that it doesn't sound as though any of this would actually help a real serious investor. Is there anything else that people might look to?
Well, for the very serious investors, you'll want to watch whether the Mets are in the World Series, marking a pending market slide. Beer and wine sales, a bump in beer signals a sagging economy. Higher wine sales means the opposite. And the lipstick indicator, of course. More lipstick purchases are bad news because women are turning to low-cost luxury. And as you ponder all those indications, I'll tell you in the Marketplace Newsroom today, we're looking at what kind of budget priorities we can expect from Congress in this presidential election year.
Thank you, Tess. We'll look for that. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.